In our previous year, we began a discussion with introductory remarks about understanding what the Erev Tavshilin is all about. And it's very interesting. If we look in the Rambam, in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yontif, Halach Aleph and Beis, and we read, Yontif Shechali is Erev Shabbos of Yontif falls on Friday, and Oifilim and Vashlim be Yontif Masha Oich Lamach be Shabbos. You can't cook and bake what you need to eat tomorrow on Shabbos. This is a Medivri Seifrim, and the Rambam says that this is Medrabbonon, Kadesh Lo Yavo Lavashim and Yontif Lachol, because we're concerned if you're going to cook, you may cook from Yontif for the weekdays as well. Shukav Chaimim, the Shabbos Ein Lavashal, Koshkein Lachol, here the Rambam is saying Rav Ashi's Vart, Lefika Chamoisa Tafshom Erev Yontif, she is Soma Chalob and Vashal V'Oif B'Yontif L'Shabbos. If you make an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yontif, which will allow you to cook on Yontif V'Shabbos, a Reza Mutter. The Tafshil Shesoma Chalob, and this food that you prepare, Hu HaNikra Erev Tavshilin, says the Rambam and Halacha Beis, V'Lama Nikra Shema Erev. Why is it called Erev? Shikshem She'erev She'oysim B'Chatzeres M'Varos. Just like we have the concept of Ruvi Chatzeres, Merv Shabbos, Mishum Heker, you have to make an Erev Chatzeres, Kadesh Loyala Adatim, Shemutta Loitzim, Mishus Loshus B'Shabbos. In other words, if you want to be able to carry from one house to another house, or from a house to a more public Mishus Ayachid, the example we always give is in the apartment building, to carry from the apartments into the common areas. Kach Zeh Atashim Mishum Heker, V'Zichroim, Kadosh Leidam of Yechashvu Shemut Alafas Yontif Masha Ena Nachal Bay B'Yoyim. You would think that not to think that you're allowed to cook on Yontif something you don't need to eat on Yontif. L'kif L'fikach Nikruze Erev Tavshilin. And the Rivet here uses some very sharp language against the Rambam. The Rivet says Kosa the Rivet Zeh Hatam Hazeh L'Na'orim Hu. This time is for Na'orim, for young children. Kushol Me'erev Chatzeus. Klem Zem Shem Hekahu, Vezem Shekahu. This is a Hekah, that's a Hekah. Ma Zesh Me'erev, Av Zesh Me'erev. The Rambam says, just like there it's a Hekah, and here it's a Hekah, and just like there it's called Eruvim, and here it's going to call Eruvim. Ve'en Akein, says the Rabbi, what does one have to do with the other? El Shem Arv Etzarech Shabbos, Umetzarech Yontav L'Asoy Sin Yachad. So we have here a very fundamental machloikis, Rambam and Ravid, how the name Erev Tavshilin came about. The Rambam says it's an offshoot of Eruvei Chatzeres. The Ravid says it's because you're connecting the Macholei Shabbos to the Macholei Yontif. How we are to understand the Rambam, the Ravid seems to be asking a very strong question. So I saw that the Magen Mishnah tries to explain that the common denominator with all of these Erevin is they're made with food. So that's why the Rambam calls both of them and connects the Ruvei Chatzeres and the Ruvei Tavshilin, and actually the same with Ruvei Tchumim, because the common denominator they all have is that you need to use food to make them. And therefore, since you need food to make them, that's why they all have the same wording of Erev Tavshilin. If we look in the Ramah, in Simen Tuf Kof Chav Zayin, which is the Simen in Shulchan Aruch about Hilchos Erevin, the Ramah has a different explanation of what the Erev is about. Pirish Inyan Erev Hu, what is the purpose of the Erev? Shivash of Yef Miyantav L'Shabbos, and Vash and Mashabisha V'Ofa Kfa Mi'erev Yontif L'Shem Shabbos. You should, so to speak, continue cooking what you cooked on Yontif, what you cooked on Erev Yontif for Shabbos, you should continue cooking that food on Erev Shabbos. The Ramah seems to have a different explanation. The Ramah's explanation seems to be that the Ramah recognizes that we indeed have a very serious problem. That how could you cook on Yontif for Shabbos if, as we're learning in our Masechta, there's such a significant issue called Hachana? How do we resolve that problem? The way we resolve that problem is because we're not cooking from new. Everything that we're cooking is really considered a continuation of what was already begun on Erev Yontif. So it seems that we have a very fundamental difference of approach to the name of Erev, but it's not just to the name of Erev, but what is the background of the Erev. The Ramah is troubled with the heter of Erev. And because the Ramah is troubled with the heter, what the Ramah says is that the Erev should be put, the Erev should be made, the Erev is really a continuation of the food prepared from before Yontif. And that's how I'm sort of limiting the Isser Hachana here. The Rambam seems to be learning, I think, like Rav Ashi. Rambam is concerned not about preparing food on Yontif. The Rambam is preferred food on Yontif for Shabbos. He's concerned that you may make food for the weekdays. So it seems like the Rambam is learning like Rav Ashi. And the Ravid seems to be learning like Rava, that we want you to have a heker l'kavod Shabbos. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, as we just said, in Siman Tuf Kuf Chav Zayin, Sif Aleph, Paskins, Yontif Shechal Lius Erev Shabbos, when Yontif falls on Friday, Lo Yivash V'Tchil L'Tzarech Shabbos, you may not cook L'Tzarech Shabbos, but G'der B'Fnei Atzmai, and Vashul Kam G'deris L'Yontif. Now the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll speak about this also later, says that if you cook enough food on Yontif and you have leftover, then Hoyser Hoyser L'Shabbos, but through the Erev, you could cook food from scratch on Yontif Friday for Shabbos. The heter of Erev is not only for cooking, but anything that is not permitted on Yontif, the halacha is that you're not allowed to wash dishes on Yontif for Matzah Yontif, but if Yontif were Friday, you could wash dishes for being able to have clean dishes for tonight Shabbos, or if you need to bring food, you're not allowed to bring food on Yontif after Yontif, but under these circumstances, you may. There's an interesting question that I saw that Reb Moshe Sternbuch in the Sefer Me'adam V'Zmanim, Chelek Zayin, Simen Kuf Chof Beis, discusses. And that is there a mitzvah to make an Erev Tavshilin? He says that in Yerushalayim, there was somebody who was distributing leaflets to people saying that if you're a person that's not eating at home on Shabbos and you're not cooking food for Shabbos, then you shouldn't make an Erev Tavshilin. Don't make an Erev Tavshilin. You have no chiv to make an Erev Tavshilin. And he says there that he disagrees because there's a mitzvah to make an Erev Tavshilin. And really, it's very much connected to what we just discussed is the opinion of Rava. Rava, as the Avni Nezer explained, we said in our previous year, holds that there's a mitzvah to make an Erev Tavshilin. And since there is a mitzvah to make an Erev Tavshilin, so therefore, even if you perhaps could have a way of not being required to make an Erev Tevshilin, you still should put it down anyway. You should still put down the Erev Tevshilin anyway. However, the Paiskim say, if the only thing you're going to be relying on the Erev Tevshilin is for Neiros, is for lighting Shabbos candles, then you shouldn't make a bracha with an Erev, you shouldn't make a bracha on that Erev Tevshilin. However, as I said, Rav Moshe Sternbach holds that there's a mitzvah to make an Erev Tevshilin, and therefore, according to him, and so too is the opinion of other Paiskim, one should go out of the way to make an Erev Tevshilin. Rav Moshe, because there's a mitzvah to make an Erev Tevshilin, Rav Moshe, in a tshuva, in a short paragraph, in Orach Chaim Chelek Hei, Simen, in Orach Chaim Chelek Hei, Simen Yotes, Simen Chof, I'm sorry, says that he's not convinced that there's a mitzvah to make an Erev Tevshilin. He has a very interesting raya. Because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that, let's say, if you came home, you came to shul on Erev Yontif, and you realize you didn't make an Erev Tevshilin, and if you're going to go back home to make an Erev Tevshilin, you're going to miss davening Mincha B'tzibur, says the Magen Avraham, it's better you should daven Mincha and not put down an Erev Tevshilin. Says Rav Moshe, if making an Erev Tevshilin is a mitzvah, so shouldn't that mitzvah supersede the chiv of davening Mincha? The fact that the Magen Avraham says that davening Mincha comes first, says Rav Moshe, is a raya that making the Erev Tevshilin is not a mitzvah. L'chatchila, the proper time to put down the Erev Tevshilin is on Erev Yontif. And as we said before, not before Erev Yontif. I quoted earlier that the Rav Volzner in Chelek Tes, Simkuf Chav Tes, says you could put it down the night of Erev Yontif. B'l'chatchila, the right time to put down the Erev Tevshilin is on Erev Yontif itself, as we explained, that is to show that you're preparing, you're making a mana yofel, a Shabbos, a mana yofel Yontif, as Rav taught us in our Gemara. However, the Paiskim say, if you made an Erev Tevshilin a few days before Yontif, and then on Erev Yontif you don't remember or whatever, and you don't make another Erev Tevshilin, but the Evid, you could rely on the Erev Tevshilin that you put down earlier. And this is based on what the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Kuf Chav Zayin, Sif Yudal, teaches us. If you put down an Erev with the understanding that you want to rely on this Erev for long as it remains in existence, afil yontav achad, not just for this yontav, for the next yontav, pastens the Shulchan Aruch, lechatchila lo yismach alav lo yontav achar, lechatchila you shouldn't rely on that Erev for the next yontav, but the Eved, you can rely on it, because as we explained in our previous shir, the question if an Erev could be relied on before or not, it could be put down before Erev Yontav or not, really is based on the machloikis of Rava and Ravashi. If we look in the Mishnah Brura on this halacha, he says a third opinion that on Sukkos, if you're going to need to have two Erev Tevshilins for the first day Yontif and the second day Yontif, there it's easier to rely on that same Erev versus relying on the Erev from one Yontif, let's say from Sukkot to Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah also in Bi'aloch Abdi'evit discusses, if you're going to have one Erev for more than one Yontif, do you need to have a separate Kezayis? Because as the Gemara here teaches us, that the shear of an Erev is a Kezayis. Do you have to have a separate Kezayis for every Yontif? Or do you have to, is one Kezayis enough? He says, certainly L'chatchila, you should have a separate Erev, a separate Kezayis, but with the Evid, he says, one Kezayis would be enough. So again, L'chatchila, the right time to put down the Erev is an Erev Yontif. You should not make an Erev for one Yontif to another Yontif, even for the first day Sukkot to the second day Sukkot. Rather, every Erev Yontif, you should make a separate Erev Tavshilin, even in a situation where the food will last. We could put the food in the refrigerator, in the freezer, and even in a situation where you have a separate kezayis for every yontif, still lechatchila you should have a separate erev. Avada, the Bir Halacha says that if I made an erev for one yontif, and now that erev still is in existence for the next yontif, and this erev is still in existence for the next yontif, the halacha is that I could use the same food, because I'm not relying on the old Erev. I just happen to use the same food, but I'm not, that isn't considered a continuation of making the same Erev. The Shulchan Aruch, and we quoted this earlier, here in Sif Aleph, discusses the situation, when should you make the Erev? And the Erev should be made before Shkia. If you didn't make the Erev before Shkia, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you can make it during Meina Shmoshes. However, if you're going to be putting down an Erev already in Meina Shmoshes, you shouldn't make a brach on that Erev. Furthermore, and the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion here, we're just going to summarize what he paskins. If most of the Tzibur already accepted Kedushas Yontif, then it's already too late to put down the Erev. It's too late to put down the Erev. But that, by Yontif, it's not just Baruch Hu that makes Yontif. They had to have Davin Ma'ariv. Unlike Shabbos, where Kabbalah Shabbos is dependent on the saying of Baruch Hu. Let's say somebody daven Ma'ariv early on Yontif. The halacha is that he could still put down the Erev until the Shkia. If he already daven Ma'ariv and it's ready after the Shkia, then says the Mishnah Berurah that he can't put down the Erev Tavshilin anymore. B'lechatchila, the right time to put down the Erev Tavshilin is before the Shkia, and not only before the Shkia, before the women light the candle. As we quoted earlier, if somebody finds himself in shul and he remembers that he did not make an Erev Tavshilin, and he's concerned that if until he comes home and puts an Erev, he'll miss Mincha, so the Magen Avraham says he should daven Mincha and not put down an Erev Tavshilin. And in terms of cooking on Yontif for Shabbos, either he should send a shliach to put down an Erev Tavshilin on his behalf. That's the best advice we could give such an individual? If he can't find a shliach to put down the Erev Tevshilin on his behalf, he should give his food to someone else. And as the Gemara says, Yakna Kimchei Lacherim, and that person should cook and bake on his behalf. As we discussed earlier, the halacha basically follows the opinion of Rava, who says that the basis why we're allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos is because Choylo Mikalei Orchim. Because I'm not really cooking for Shabbos. Guests may show up, and if the guests show up, I'm really cooking for them, not for me. Before we go into this halacha, there is a very interesting tshuva from the Divrei Malkiel, which is quoted by Rav Vosner in two tshuvas. One is in Chelik Ches, Simen Kuf Chof Gimel, and the other one is in Chelik Tes, Simen Kuf Chof Tes, where he quotes a tshuvas Divrei Malkiel, where the Divrei Malkiel says that if somebody didn't make an Erev, and he comes to shul, and he remembers that he didn't make an Erev, so he says, if you know where you have the food in your home that you want to use for the Erev, and you could say the food that's in my home in that specific spot I'm designating for the Erev, then even though you're not right next to the food, you could rely on that food for the Erev. Rav Vosner says that b'di'evid, we could rely on that child's tshuvas divrei Malkiel, but not to make a bracha on such an Erev. So, as I was starting to say, Rava's heter for relying that you didn't make an Erev is the heter of Hoyle Mikalei Orchim. Says that the guests could have come. So all the Mepharshim explain that according to, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses this at great length, that if you're going to cook food on Erev Yontif at such a late hour in the day, that the food will not be ready on Yontif. So here we no longer could employ the concept of Hoyle Mikalei Orchim. Because the concept of Hoyle Mikalei Orchim tells us that the guests will come, and I can feed them that food on Yontif. So it turns out that what I'm cooking is Letzayrich Yontif, not Letzayrich Shabbos. But if I'm cooking the food so late, then I'm not cooking it, then I don't have the heter of Hoyle. And in fact, because of this, the Mishnah Berurah says there was a minig. The Mishnah Berurah says there was a minig that they would daven Ma'ariv early when Yontif fell on Friday. So if they daven Ma'ariv early, everybody will obviously finish cooking before they come to shul. And if they finish cooking before they came to shul, then they could comfortably rely on the heter of Hoyle. I did see that there are paiskim that are lenient. It's very hard to understand how one could be lenient given that the whole concept of Hoyle is only in a situation where the food would have been edible on Erev Yontif. Says the paiskim say a very interesting concept. They say that there's a concept of Toisus Yontif. So I could extend the Yontif. So if I want to extend the Yontif, so now Friday is Yontif goes later into Shabbos. And therefore when I'm cooking, I'm still cooking with Tzayrich Yontif. It's a very bechiddush, and certainly we should follow the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, where the Mishnah Berurah says so very emphatically that one should not, if you're relying on Erev Tevshilin, make sure to cook your food on Friday. But not only make sure that you cook your food on Friday, but make sure to cook your food on Friday early enough that the food should be edible in a time that is in a time where it's still Yontif, and the people, and it'll turn out that it will be cooked for Yontif. But the Evid, if you didn't, the Paiskim, as I said, some Paiskim are Makel, especially if it's Yontif Sheni. That means if Friday is Yontif Sheni Shogolius, the Paiskim are more lenient versus a Friday is the first day of Yontif.